Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, September 29th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the book of James, chapter 4, and the title in my Bible says, Submit Yourselves to God. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but you do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we'll go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Indeed, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone, then, knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. Gracious, James gets all up in our grill, doesn't he? He reminds us that we should not be double-minded, that we should not slander one another, that we should not judge others, that there is only one lawgiver and judge. And then he talks about boasting about tomorrow. How often have we said, okay, I'm planning on doing this. Next week, I'm going to go here. Or in a year, my plan is to do this. But here, James reminds us that that is arrogant. That it is arrogant to say that we're going to do anything because we are a mist. We don't know if we'll have tomorrow. And so we must acknowledge that if the Lord wills, we will live to do this or that. And so today, Lord, we just come to you and we do not want to boast in anything but Jesus Christ and in his cross. And so forgive us, we pray, for the times when we have assumed upon your kindness, we have been arrogant and said, we know the plans that we have. And we just pray, Lord, that you would help us to remember that you are the one who makes our plans. And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we're reading Psalm 120, and this is called a song of ascents, meaning ascending to the temple courts. I call to the Lord in my distress, and he answers me. Save me, Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues. What will he do to you, and what more besides, you deceitful tongue? He will punish you with a warrior's sharp arrows, with burning coals of a broom bush. Woe to me that I dwell in Meshech, that I live among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I lived among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. And now let's turn over to the book of Daniel. Today we are in Daniel chapter 2, verses 1 through 30. And this is Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And it's an interesting story, but it's going to be a cliffhanger today. We're only going to get to the part where Daniel comes to the king and says, we can interpret it. But the king Nebuchadnezzar has this dream and he wants everybody to interpret it. But not only does he want them to interpret it, he wants them to tell him what the dream is. And none of the astrologers can do it. No one can do it except when Daniel pleads for the Lord's help, he is able to do it because he has a vision in the night. The reason I set that up is because I want you and I, as we hear Daniel's prayer to the Lord, to pray alongside Daniel as he praises God, who is eternal and all-wise and all-powerful. In the second year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams. His mind was troubled and he could not sleep. So the king summoned the magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, and astrologers to tell him what he had dreamed. When they came in and stood before the king, he said to them, "I have had a dream that troubles me, and I want to know what it means." Then the astrologers answered the king, "May the king live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will interpret it." The king replied to the astrologers, "This is what I have firmly decided. If you do not tell me what my dream was and interpret it, I will have you cut into pieces and your houses turned into piles of rubble. But if you tell me the dream and explain it, you will receive from me gifts and rewards and great honor. So tell me the dream and interpret it for me." Once more they replied, "Let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will interpret it." Then the king answered, "I am certain that you are trying to gain time, because you realize that this is what I have firmly decided. If you do not tell me the dream, there is only one penalty for you. You have conspired to tell me misleading and wicked things, hoping the situation will change. So then, tell me the dream, and I will know that you can interpret it for me." The astrologers answered the king, "There is no one on earth who can do what the king asked. No king, however great or mighty, has ever asked such a thing of any magician or enchanter or astrologer. What the king asks is too difficult. No one can reveal it to the king except the gods, and they do not live among humans." This made the king so angry and furious that he ordered the execution of all the wise men of Babylon. So the decree was issued to put the wise men to death. And men were sent to look for Daniel and his friends to put them to death. When Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, had gone out to put to death the wise men of Babylon, Daniel spoke to him with wisdom and tact. He asked the king's officer, "Why did the king issue such a harsh decree?" Arioch then explained the matter to Daniel. At this, Daniel went into the king and asked for time, so that he might interpret the dream for him. Then Daniel returned to his house and explained the matter to his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. He urged them to plead for mercy from the God of heaven concerning this mystery, so that he and his friends might not be executed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. During the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven and said, "Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and season. He deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king. Then Daniel went to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to execute the wise men of Babylon, and said to him, "Do not execute the wise men of Babylon. Take me to the king, and I will interpret his dream for him." Arioch took Daniel to the king at once and said, "I have found a man among the exiles from Judah who can tell the king what his dream means." The king asked Daniel, also called Belteshazzar, "Are you able to tell me what I saw in my dream and interpret it?" Daniel replied, "No wise man, enchanter, magician, or diviner can explain to the king the mystery he has asked about. But there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. He has shown King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in days to come. Your dream and the vision that passed through your mind as you were lying in the bed are these. As your majesty was lying there, your mind turned to things to come, and the revealer of mysteries showed you what is going to happen. As for me, this mystery has been revealed to me, not because I have greater wisdom than anyone else alive, but so that your majesty may know the interpretation and that you may understand what went through your mind." Okay, that's the end of the portion that we are reading today. I can't wait to get to tomorrow when Daniel explains further. But isn't it wonderful to remember that, like Daniel, we can go to the Lord and ask for wisdom and power and know that the God of all power, the one who created the world and all the galaxies, all the universes, that same God can give us wisdom and knowledge to discern what we need to know. He has revealed deep things to us, and he knows what lies in darkness. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for this reminder today that you know. We don't have to know of our own power, but with you, there is wisdom. And as James tells us in his letter, that if we need wisdom, we need to ask you for it. And so, Lord, we each have situations and circumstances where we need wisdom. We as a church need your wisdom. And so we ask, Lord, that you would help us to live according to your will. We are reminded that it is arrogant to say, we will do this or we will do that. But instead, we should say, Lord, if it is your will. And so we come humbly as we know how, asking for your help. We also thank you for the reminder that we should not be in judgment of others, that we should be kind and compassionate, tenderhearted, and loving of others. Reminded that we are all sinners in need of a Savior. And so today we thank you for that saving grace that we have because of Jesus and his blood. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen.